President Trump takes on Britain's prime minister.
I told her how to do it. She wanted to go a different route.
And blasts European immigration.
I think what's happened to Europe is a shame.
Chaos at the Capitol.
Please,
as a Russia hearing unravels.
Just ridiculous. The lack of decorum.
Jury orders major company to pay up.
One of the most extraordinary amounts of money in punitive damages.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. And provocative comments from President Trump have overshadowed his trip to Britain, and protesters are having their say in the streets of London, too. Our CBS News team coverage begins with correspondent Vicky Barker.
Fresh from rattling America's NATO allies, Mr. Trump is acting the disruptor in British politics.
Well, if they do a deal like that...
Here he is telling Britain's mass-market Sun tabloid that his hostess, British Prime Minister Theresa May, is mishandling Britain's exit from the EU or Brexit.
I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't listen to me.
Praising May's arch-rival, the boisterous Brexiteer Boris Johnson, and aiming a swipe at London's Liberal Mayor Sadiq Khan.
You have a mayor who's done a terrible job in London. He's done a terrible job.
The editor who conducted the Sun interview says the resulting blowback may actually help the embattled prime minister.
Nobody likes to see a U.S. president tell a British prime minister what to do. And this is, without a shadow of doubt, a U.S. president telling the British prime minister not to do.
This is President Trump seated next to a smiling Theresa May, telling reporters what great talks he's been having with his host. After lunch with the prime minister at her country retreat, he'll have tea with the Queen at Windsor Castle, venues designed to keep him as far away as possible from the anti-Trump protests underway in the British capital. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
The anti-Donald Trump protests began here in London this morning as a 20-foot blimp depicting the president as an angry baby went up near the Houses of Parliament. In other parts of London, marches are set for today. Organizers say they want to send a message to the president.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Donald Trump has got to go.
Donald Trump, his views, his policies are not welcome here.
The largest of the gatherings will take place here in Trafalgar Square later today. Law enforcement officials say they are preparing for tens of thousands of people. Steve Futterman, CBS News, London.
Well, lawmakers in Washington hear today from Lisa Page, the FBI lawyer who exchanged anti-Trump text with an agent who was at the center of a raucous 10-hour hearing yesterday. CBS's Paula Reed.
Amidst a fiery hearing that erupted into multiple shouting matches.
It is not a valid point of order.
The chair has
already
pressed on that
question, because you don't
question on that ruling.
Republican lawmakers grilled FBI agent Peter Strzok about anti-Trump text messages he exchanged with Page.
I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok.
He sought to explain one of those text messages in which he assured Page that, quote, we'll stop Trump.
It was in response to a series of events that included then-candidate Trump insulting the immigrant family of a fallen war hero.
Things got personal when Strzok was questioned about his extramarital affair with Page.
How many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eye and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, this is outrageous.
The credibility of a witness is always an issue.
Johnson & Johnson says it's going to appeal a Missouri jury verdict that ordered the giant company to pay nearly $4.7 billion to 22 women and their families. They claimed asbestos in J&J talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. Legal analyst Ricky Kleeman says most of the award is punitive.
What you have is $4.14 billion, with a B, dollars in punitive damages as a punishment. But we have to look at the appeal. The appeal is critical. Johnson & Johnson is very confident this will get reduced.
The government's decided to fight a federal judge's decision that cleared the way for AT&T's huge merger with Time Warner. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the appeal was expected.
This was a devastating blow for the Justice Department. Remember back from the 2016 presidential election that Donald Trump had said in his campaign that he was going to block this merger.
More tales from the cave. believe are being told days after the successful rescue of 12 boys and their soccer coach in Thailand. CBS's Anna Werner has more on what the youngest of the boys is saying.
Titan told his father the boys were forced to run deep into the cave they were exploring when fast-moving water started flowing in. He says the boys' soccer coach, named Ek, tried to swim to find a way out for them, but the water was so fast and so deep, he turned back around. Titan told his father the first 3 days in the cave were the hardest. The group was hungry and cold. The boys had trouble sleeping, and Titan cried because he missed his mom and dad.
A new analysis from FEMA admits the agency was unprepared for the hurricane that devastated Puerto Rico last year. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Steve, the wait for help seemed almost endless.
My mother needs dialysis. We've been here 26 hours.
We are having a humanitarian crisis.
A crisis FEMA says it wasn't prepared to handle. The agency says it underestimated the poor shape of the power grid before the storm and just how hard it would be to restore electricity and communications after it hit. It also had little idea of how much food and water would be needed and how difficult it would be to get it there. FEMA says its Puerto Rico warehouse was almost empty because of response to Hurricane Irma just days earlier. Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen says the lessons learned will help prepare for the next disaster. Steve?
Well, the warning from the CDC is blunt. If you have Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal around the house, don't eat it.
Kellogg's Honey Smacks, they're honey smacking good.
Maybe so, but now the cereal's been linked to a salmonella outbreak that sickened about 100 people in 33 states. Reports indicate President Trump wants a more patriotic paint job for Air Force One, red, white, and blue, instead of the light blue design that dates back to the JFK era. Ken Walsh wrote a book about presidents and their planes.
President Trump is perfectly willing to upend a lot of the norms of Washington and the conventions of Washington, and it appears that includes Air Force One.
Some animals with a taste for automotive wiring have gotten the better of one of Washington's leading political figures.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says he has a problem with woodchucks in Wisconsin.
My car was eaten by animals, and it's just dead. I had to call the insurance company, so I don't have a car.
The Hill captured Ryan saying shelter-seeking woodchucks moved into his Chevy Suburban. For 3 years, he's been driven by his security detail, but that will soon change since he's not seeking re-election. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Well, a Twitter purge of suspicious or bogus accounts has cost singer Katy Perry around 3 million followers. She has more than 100 million. Ellen DeGeneres lost 2 million. Ashton Kutcher and Barack Obama saw their totals drop by about a million. President Trump lost about 400,000 followers. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kaif in CBS News.